Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we've got a brand new family member. Please welcome to the show, Mackenzie.
Aw, thank you so much. Love you guys.
We're having a blast.
We're
actually putting a photo up of her on our Instagram so you can see how amazing she is inside and out. And
give her
a follow. What is your social media, too? We'll put a link on it, but what is yours?
Okay, so it's at Mackenzie Roth, MckinzieRoth.
All right, wow. Pork chop, I'm impressed.
What?
You didn't throw your social media out there, too. He's always trying to throw it out there. Go give Mackenzie a follow and welcome her to the show.
Oh, I would love it. Thanks.
Now, something we talked about earlier on the show, but it kind of took a twist. My wife, Lindsay, was up in Michigan for a bachelorette party over the weekend, and she had a good time, but apparently they started drinking at 11 in the morning. Like, that seems early to me.
But they were day drinking.
Yeah, and apparently she's not a good day drinker like she used to be because she ended up, like, passing out. And I guess before she passed out, she left a $120 tip with the bus driver, or, like, the little charter bus that they had. Now, here's the thing. With the charter bus, they already had a really good-sized tip included. They built that in, like, every girl chipped in to pay for it. So that was taken care of. The driver was already tipped. Like, they pre-planned that. But I guess my wife in her drunken passion said, hey, let me throw out the fun money for everyone.
You're so amazing.
Yeah, let me give you $120 tip.
So which could naturally happen. We get it.
I guess, but that was not her money to give out. And I do feel bad for the person because the next day she called and, you know, they're like, yeah, we can reverse it if you like. She's like, yeah, please do that.
Wait, what do you mean that was not her money to give out?
It's our joint account. So it's like, we have like fun money. We give a little bit each other. We get a little bit of money each paycheck to like say, okay, if you want to go to fast food or if you want to go buy a pair of shoes, this is your money. When it's out, it's out. Then we have like our joint checking account, which we pay the bills, we save up
so
for like whatever we're
serious.
Doing.
Okay.
So this is our serious money.
Like bill paying.
If this was her fun money, I'm like, well, that's your own battle. But I'm like, you're taking from me. So 833-563-2539. I'm wondering if you're like, I think it, Mackenzie, Porkchop, and Liv are all against me this morning saying that was wrong. You're saying that money should have never came back?
Yes, no take backs because I see Lindsay's point. But think about the other side, that poor driver that was elated. Like, wow, I did a really awesome job. I get a little extra, got the tip, and then gets the call from the boss. I was like, oh, we're taking that away. They didn't mean to tip you that much.
But isn't that person, though, by taking that tip, they're taking advantage of an intoxicated person?
Well, no, the driver didn't ask and say, hey, give me more tip, lady. She was like, oh, you're amazing, gave it away. And I just think it's no take backs when it comes to tips.
As a guy that has worked for tips like a lot, Joe, my mouth dropped when I heard that.
As a girl who tips so much all the time when she's drunk, there's no take backs. I
no
tipped $100 one time at a bar when I was super drunk on a fraternity formal. It's not like I went stomping back in there and was like, hey, give me my $100 back. I probably only had $100 in my bank account.
I was gonna
I'm
say
shocked that,
that
it cleared.
That poor person, it bounced. Yeah. 833-563-2539. Alex, what do you think about this, the tip take back?
So I'm also a server. I work for tips. That's like my bread and butter. And I've had this same situation where I've, you know, gotten, say, a $100 tip, and then they call the next day and they're like, yeah, I wanted it to be $10.
No!
Well, where I work, we tip our bussers and our food runners out. So I tip out based on my tips, not on my sales. So I tip out 30%. So out of that $100, I tipped out $30. So when they called back the next day and said, hey, I wanted it to be $10, I ended up losing $20 out of my own pocket.
Aww.
Because of that person.
That's awful.
Now, that situation sucks, Alex, but I feel like it's different with this bus driver because they still got a very good tip. They already had that like built in that the girls gave extra money for a tip. It's just my wife went rogue and threw her own money out there. So, listen, the driver still got a tip. There was no tip take back for the overall thing. It was just for that I got so drunk before I planned everything out and spent the $120.
Yeah. I get that, but I agree with everyone else. No take back. I've over-tipped like that on my own, too, and it's just something you got to live with.
Here's the way I figure. I just think it's karma. I think you could have let it be, and then it's going to come back to you in some other way.
Oh.
That's what I believe.
Trust
but
me,
good
Mackenzie,
out, it's going to come back.
You've never been in my life, but that's never the kind of karma that we receive in the Pesh household.
He could have spent that money already. Like, he could have, you know, went out that night, spent it, took his, significant other out for dinner, or he could have like paid a bill that's been like overdue for a while online. Like he could have already spent that $120 that night.
I think that's an extreme possibility. I'd say most likely
they
didn't. I
don't think so at all. When I was in the restaurant business, I would always spend like whatever I made in tips, I had to put towards like bills and things like right away.
And then you're like, yay! And then what a bummer. Boo.
Hey, DJ, you're on the show. What's up? What you want to say?
Hey, Joe. So just a little argument to have. So, you know, say while you was out drinking with your buddy Chad this weekend, if, say you got into a fight with somebody and then you get locked up, do you think they should let you go because you were drunk?
No, I don't think if I physically assault somebody, like that should be let go.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking nothing about Lindsay, but you know, at some point you got to know how to control your alcohol to not do stupid stuff when you're drunk.
That's true. That's a great argument. Like how many times can you use that for an excuse, or when is it acceptable and not? Because, you know, if she had maybe smooched someone, I don't know. I'm not just saying. Or
are
she
you
did something
accusing
it was like,
my wife Lindsay of cheating on me on a bachelorette party?
But those type of things, you know, it depends. What can you blame on being? Oh, I was just intoxicated, and what can you not?
Okay, you guys are really going
extreme
here.
No, I know Lindsay would never.
Get off the jump to conclusions, Matt. Katessa, we'll wrap things up with you. Hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I think that your wife should just let the driver keep the tip and just paid you back for it since you guys were sharing the money.
You know, I'm not opposed to that idea. Like, trust me, I feel guilty. Like, I feel like the driver, like, that sucks for them. But at the same time, it's like, that's my money and I got bills to pay too. So I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, she said your wife should have paid you back, Joe. So
but
you
do
had
you guys
your
pay
money.
Each other back in a relationship?
No, I mean, well, if we spend something that we're not supposed to, like when I get sour Skittles, which are my addiction, and I put that on the joint account, she's like, You
so
better
you
put
have
that
to
back
pay
in the fund money
back?
Account.
Oh, I see. You just have to refill the account.
You got to fix the account. You got to make the balance right.
I feel like we should make one of the dares in the box of dares, like tip $500 and then ask to take it back the next day. And we'll make sure.
Make sure Joe will
Joe,
bring it.
Like 100 in there that say that.
I think
Joe.
There's only two of us on the show that I could actually even do that, but we'll have to give that a go. All right. Well, thanks for all the negative feedback. Can't wait to go home and talk to my wife about this one.